Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Nah, it's high-speed tech news on Chai FM.
Stephen Ambrose, a very, very good morning. How are you?
I'm really good yourself.
Well, I was good until I saw the article that you sent me, and now I'm a little bit more concerned, because according to The Guardian, it says delete your Facebook account, leaving Facebook can make you happier. That's according to it's a proper study that found this.
Absolutely. Stanford and New York University did a pretty intensive study, and in fact, to get people off Facebook and to make sure they stayed off Facebook, they actually paid people to stay off their social media for a month. And what they found, and they obviously asked a whole lot of in-depth questions and monitored people's behavior, and they found that there wasn't a small, but and I think we have to focus on the small, but significant improvement in happiness and quality of life, which is a very, very, very interesting take on things. Because in many ways, the way Facebook and all these social media platforms are designed, they actually look at addictive behavior. They are great studies of human nature, and they find ways to hook you. I mean, it's everybody that I know, pretty much everybody who's on Facebook has to look every single day. You're dead scared you're going to miss something, or you won't pick up something about your kids, or you won't pick up something about your mates. It's just so cleverly put together in terms of hooking you and addicting you. And the behavior does become a little compulsive and a little addictive. So I'm not surprised at the results, but what I am surprised is that a lot of people found that after their month-long digital detox, or certainly Facebook or media detox, they could control themselves better. So I'm not a big proponent of avoiding technology, as you can imagine. And I'm certainly not a big proponent of staying off social media. But like any human activity, I think you can become completely obsessed. I'm not sure how you guys deal with it, but I try to have periods where I don't focus on social media.
Yes, I'm not very good at it at all. But a technique that one of my friends employed, which seems to work quite well, certainly for him, is that he took Facebook off his mobile phone. So in other words, he'll go on it, he'll go on Facebook when, I don't know, he's at home or if he has a moment at his desk, but he won't have it on his phone because he finds that leads to much more compulsive behavior than actually when you're sitting down in front of your computer. And I think that's probably quite a smart, way of tackling this, I would think.
That is a smart way. However, some other research and certainly anecdotal evidence in South Africa, where we have a fairly low penetration of other access to the internet, where the main the significant primary access to the internet is a mobile device. We don't have the luxury of going home to your iPad or your computer and being able to detach. In fact, there's been certainly certain studies that have shown that most people, or not most people, but a significant number of people, I can't remember the numbers, consider Facebook to be the internet, and it becomes their primary source of news, interaction, social contact within the context of their social grouping. And without it, they would be lost and uninformed,
it's interesting because, I don't know this particular article that you're referring to or this particular study, but another study that I read said very much the same thing, that going off social media or Facebook makes you happier, but it also makes you less informed. That they found that the people that went off Facebook weren't as up to date with news and current events. And I'm not necessarily saying that that's a bad thing. You know, the world is going to turn absolutely perfectly without you knowing that, something happened in
the Kardashians are up to no good.
Which they generally aren't. So which is precisely the point. So I wonder if, that is relevant at all, is that it does, one of the studies that I read showed that, that people are less informed once they go off Facebook. But I mean, that doesn't mean that you can't, have an alternative, which you should have alternative news sources.
Well, I think that's the key thing. We are definitely living in a world where things are happening so fast. The amount of information is fed to us in such a stream of consciousness in some ways that it's actually hard to keep up with all this stuff. And sometimes it actually makes sense to step back and just allow things to happen in a more relaxed manner. But that being said, there is no question that, as you were talking to Adam Pantanowitz about robotics, the world is definitely going to get more technologically focused. Information is going to be supplied in more curated and hectic ways. And I think that we all need to step back just a touch and just be a little bit more discerning in our consumption of all forms of media, be it social media, be it television. It makes actually no difference. And just try to understand the context that it comes in and be a little broader. Don't believe absolutely everything you read on Facebook, because I think a good chunk of it could be completely and utterly misleading. But I think there will be a lot of studies, a lot of thinking that goes into how people interact with technology and mostly social media. And I think a balance should be hit down the road. But without it, I think we'd be a very, very different society. So I think we need to leave it at that. But there's no question that social media can be addictive, and especially for young people. So that's possibly where parents and older people can get involved and try to help younger people curate what they do online rather than just consume it willy-nilly and have no control.
Absolutely. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this conversation, 34519 or 0618951019. Have you curtailed your social media exposure? Have you gone off Twitter? Have you gone off Facebook? Do you limit the amount that you're on Facebook or Instagram or any of the other social media environments? I'd love, or do you just go on it as and when you feel like doing so? I'd love your thoughts. 34519 or 0618951019. Stephen Ambrose, thank you as always. Fascinating conversation. And of course, we can get a full hour of this 11 o'clock on Thursday.
Absolutely, and I will be in Spain as well. It seems to be the place to be next week. Well, end of this week and early next week for Mobile World Congress, which is the biggest mobile and technology conference around. It should be fascinating. All the news about 5G and all the latest things about robotics and AI, of course, everything's AI. Yes. So stay tuned. There should be some really interesting stuff. We'll talk next Tuesday as well from Barcelona.
That's always fantastic when you come to us live from Barcelona and bring us the latest. That's Stephen Ambrose with the Tech Report. A very good morning to you if you've just joined. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM.